CliffCentral.com. Monet Dupriere is the CEO of Tourvest Travel Services, and he is in Rome at the moment. Tourvest Travel Services, by the way, South Africa's foremost travel management company. He started his career in the travel industry back in 1999 when he joined Seekers Travel as a financial manager. And now he is in Rome. Monet, you guys are getting ready for the Ryder Cup, and you were at the World Cup game on Saturday. Is that right?
Yeah, you know, World Cup game on Saturday was, I think that could have been actually the final of the World Cup.
Wow. So, we've still got a chance. We've still got a chance to make that the final, actually.
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's no different to 1999 when we lost against the All Blacks. But I think, you know, out of all the games that have happened and all the people that we spoke to, and by the way, you know, if anybody thought that travel is still in recovery, you know, they're dreaming. Travel is overloaded. Everything is packed. I mean, Paris was a buzz. It was absolutely amazing. All the restaurants were full. All the pubs were full. And what is so nice about rugby is that everybody has fun together.
Now,
it doesn't matter which team you actually support.
I know you're right, because we spoke to two brothers who hired an RV, and they're like the biggest Springbok supporters, and they were traveling around France, and they went to Paris as well. They said South Africans are everywhere. Were there lots of South Africans at all the restaurants and bars?
Yeah, they were packed. I mean, South Africa's firstly, we're quite loud, and and I think we all like a beer or two, so I think people naturally, if they want a bit of fun, gravitate towards us. But a lot of fun. But then you are, you know. Yeah, I'm in Rome now, so
nice.
I'm in Rome, ready for the Ryder Cup.
All right, how often do you think about the Roman Empire in an average week?
not necessarily that often.
Okay, for heaven's sake.
Monet. But I think the beauty is, you know, when you do get to Rome, it just becomes so evident. The architectural styles just change, and everything just makes you, you know, think back, you know, to history. So you can see and live everything, you know, from the minute that you arrive here. So yes, you know, we're coming to the Ryder Cup.
Nina wants to ask you something. Hang on.
Monet, there's a good morning, sir. There's a really nice gelato shop called Finocchio. They have a branch in Rome and one in Old Town Nice, and they have like 47 or different flavors or whatever. Do yourself a favor. It's because there's a gelato spot everywhere in Italy.
Right.
You know, like on every corner there's a gelato spot, but it's the best gelato in Italy. If you can find Finocchio's, do yourself a favor, Monet.
So is that like Pinocchio with an F?
With an F, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nina, I agree with you. I haven't been to the one in Rome, but I definitely went to the one in Nice.
Me too.
So I can attest to that. It is amazing.
Right. Okay, so Monet, I believe that you are in Rome at the moment with Ben Karpinski. He is excited I've never seen him as he was jumping up and down on Friday, because the Ryder Cup is a big thing for him. It's probably one of the most fun things to watch in golf. And you know, I've always thought, who would want to watch golf? But you guys are over there now. There's a crowd of people. You're going to go watch this. What exactly is on the itinerary?
Look, I think, you know, so for us, obviously golf. That's the most important thing. You know, the first thing about the Ryder Cup, it's like no other event in golf. Normally, you know, you would team up with an individual, you know, playing a ball, a better ball, or a team playing in a competition of four players. But never do you get people of a magnitude like this. All of a sudden, you know, day in, day out for the entire year, you compete against each other. And then 2 years later, now you've got to team up and actually play with each other against the other teams. I think even from a pro golfer perspective, this is just like bucket list for them as well. I mean,
wow.
If you see how many pro golfers were disappointed not getting into the various teams, it is just scary. And then, you know, the emotions and all of that out of the Ryder Cup is just crazy. You know, last year,
who are you backing? Are you backing the Europeans?
I'm getting
or the
Europe.
American?
I've got to go for the Europeans. You know, the Yanks, I know that they're good, and I know they've got good golfers, and they've got some of the ones that I actually like. But, you know, Europe all the way. I think Rory and the boys have to do it this time.
Listen, you know, you've got a bird's eye view of like travel, because you guys can see what's going on, where people are going, how much money they're spending, all that kind of thing. And corporate travel is a big part of that. But when it comes to sport, that is a very big part of corporate travel, right? So a lot of companies will offer incentive trips, that kind of thing. Is that more than back on the radar? I mean, are companies spending again doing this stuff?
Yeah, I think it is huge. And I think it is most probably one of the best ways to entertain your customers now is through these travel events. You know, I've even invited customers here now that aren't golfers, But just because it's the Ryder Cup and this bucket list that everybody talks about, they're in. You know, the caliber of people that I've got here is insane. Now, let's go back to France. If you look at France, I mean, we outsold our corporate packages. And I think Tourist is taking around 3,500 to 4,000 people to the World Cup in France. And the majority of those packages were sold out months in advance to mainly corporate customers. And, you know, we're inundated with calls where people, obviously, they've seen the excitement now. Everybody was concerned about, you know, how good France is going to be. It is spectacular. The stadiums are spectacular. People are spectacular. And Saturday's game was so amazing that on Sunday, we got a lot of calls already from customers saying, you know, do you have more tickets for the quarters, you know, and for the semis and the finals? And you just can't get them. You know, then the costs are absolutely exorbitant, but people are going mad to pay. Even individual, you know, from a leisure perspective, it's amazing how much money people have actually saved now to be able to use it.
Well, I mean, it's a once in a lifetime experience for some people. And I can't imagine, you know, that there are many South Africans who would say no to a World Cup game in France. France is the third most popular travel, or the second, or even the first in some polls I've seen, but it's somewhere in the top three, definitely.
Yeah.
Places to go in the world, right, Nina? Have you been?
Yes. I spent a lot of time in France. I love France. It's divine.
So I can't imagine a better way to spend money.
Yeah.
If you're gonna go somewhere, do that.
Like, well, I mean, the French Riviera is basically, although, I mean, okay, not Cape Town today, because, but I mean, it's
the weather there.
Yeah, the weather's not great today. Yeah, it's magnificent. And people think that it's unaffordable because of the euro, etc. But when you do the translations.
The conversions.
Something South Africans aren't good at. You'll see that it's actually you can enjoy yourself there. It's just you just have to get on the plane. You have to do it, but it's actually not more expensive than it would be in Cape Town or anywhere else.
Yeah, well, that's also saying Cape Town's pretty expensive.
That's basically what I'm saying.
But Monet, what kind of stuff are you guys going to be doing with the Ryder Cup? Just for example, because sometimes people don't know what is possible on these trips unless you've actually seen someone else's itinerary.
You know, what is interesting about it is we start very early in the morning. So we leave the hotel at about 6 o'clock in the morning. So a lot of people, you know, frown upon that. Sure. But firstly, the traffic in Rome is a disaster. The golf is outside of Rome, but what is really nice is you get there early, you get your spot, and you spend the most of the time at the golf. Then we'll return relatively early in the afternoon because Rome is such an interesting city, and a lot of people would not have chosen Rome as a destination because there's no direct flights for one from South Africa, so everything is a hub flight. So it gives them the opportunity to spend a lot more time. So we'll have a organized dinner, or you know, we like a drink or a, you know, a party, pub, per supper, every second night. And we only do it every second night so that I can recover at least. In all honesty, you know, to give the guys just that night off where they can go and see, you know, Rome and spend the time in the Colosseum and all of those stuff, awesome things, you know. So we split it into those two events. You know, every second day, we've got you all the time, and we'll make sure that we entertain you from the word go to the end. You've been on a couple of our trips, and I think we do that reasonably well.
Well,
and then we allow you that recovery time and spending some good.
So, what does a beer cost you in Rome at the moment?
So, a beer is actually quite cheap. So, you know, last night we were paying like 4 or 5 euros a beer, which is quite cheap compared to Paris, where it was between eight, nine, ten, and up to 12. So actually it's a lot cheaper. Yeah. I had a really good Italian wine yesterday for 20 euros a bottle, which is $400. It's, you know, it's a little bit more expensive than South Africa, but not over the top. And it was really, really good. And I basically chose the middle of the range. There were wines from about 10 euros a bottle. So, you know, just as Nina was saying, in South Africa, you know, we like to convert. Yes, of course, if you're going to go to expensive places, you're going to rip the ring out of it. But if you go to reasonable places, and we really went to such an awesome pizzeria, you know, the people were amazing. You know, and so you thought you're going to have one or two glasses of wine. We ended up having a couple of bottles of wine. And this is the trip only starts today. So,
amazing. But Mayo, listen, you just mentioned the food, and I'm not a foodie, but I got to tell you, like Italian. There's something about every ingredient they use there. Like the tomatoes just taste better than anywhere else's tomatoes. I don't know what it is. They've got, is it the water?
It's the water.
I don't know. I just think, I think it's a, the quality. I think they take pride in it.
Amazing. So
I think the quality. I'm gluten intolerant, so I battle with wheat and any of those things. But let me tell you, the bread and the pasta, I can eat it without a problem.
Oh, my God.
Which, I was going to say the exact same thing.
There's an issue at home.
So GMOs are technically illegal in Europe, and I had the same thing. So I spent a lot of time in Milan and South France, etc. I'm also gluten intolerant. No problems. I could eat pastries all day and without any problem in Italy at all.
See?
Yeah.
It's not just you, Monet. It's just because it's good quality stuff and they don't allow all those chemicals. Nasty stuff in there.
There's a little Italian granny just like picking each little wheat thing from from the garden, going da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sort of mulling the wheat on her own.
All right, listen, Monet, it sounds bloody amazing, and we will be checking in with Ben on Friday live from the Ryder Cup, so we'll speak to you later this week.
Cool, thanks guys.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, and follow it, please follow it. It is going to be awesome.
No, we will. There's going to be plenty posted, not only on Ben's social media, but we'll send you to cliffcentral.com for all the rest. That's Monet Dupre, who is, of course, the CEO of TTS, Tourvest Travel Services, South Africa's foremost travel management company. And some useful tips there from him. As always, Monet, we'll catch up with you later.
Cheers, guys.
Good stuff. Cliffcentral.com.